Well, we got exceptional remarks and feedback from our sales staff, and you know, we put a large sample of people through this, and I think some of the most telling feedback are when you hear some sales reps telling others on the floor, you know, you've got to get in and get signed up for this the next time they come and do it. We've got a generation of people as account executives who, through no fault of their own, they lack a lot of background and certainly training in terms of making concrete recommendations to clients on how to return on their advertising investment. They're good technicians, practitioners, but it's just a skill that, you know, as we've probably had a lot of turnover and hired a lot of people from different fields, they just lack. And I think they have a great appetite to learn those practical skills that allow them to get in front of a customer, make recommendations, and the most important thing, go back and get the kind of positive feedback that they haven't been hearing from a client. And that's the kind of feedback that justifies the rate, the frequency, and the continued involvement in our newspaper. So it's a very complete cycle as far as training and development goes, and it has a great impact on the clients. So we're big fans. Well, I can tell you, having done this now in Rochester and Cincinnati, the integration of your advertising art department, your creative department, and the sales department is essential. I think a lot of art departments have ended up evolving into almost ad service departments. It's frightening to know how much work goes through there that's just intended to minimize proof mistakes and other silly things like this. And I would tell somebody to make sure that they thoroughly understand the success of this is going to be elevating your creative department to probably to a new level, a consultant level. So that's, in my mind, been the key to this. You can get the salespeople through this, any newspaper can, and they're going to have some immediate results. But the long-term results will be getting both creative folks, our design folks, and salespeople to work together with a very common goal. So that's probably what I would tell you from our several experiences with the plan. Well, we had outstanding reception from the advertisers halfway through the program. And again, that's been the case in both markets. I think people today are always show up for training classes with one foot out of the circle. I think everybody comes in going, how am I going to get my work done this week and still take care of the life outside of here? So it's a tough job for trainers, I can tell you, but the attitude absolutely explodes when they see the reaction from the clients. And I think that just kind of galvanizes the way the staff feels about it. And again, which I've said before, I love to hear the staff recommending it to other people, telling them, you've got to get in line and get signed up for this again. This will help you. You need to do this. This, I will tell you, is, and I want to go back and think about several markets I've been in. This is really the only training sequence that I've had some involvement in that we've brought back three times. And the foundation and the tenets of this don't change dramatically, you know, over, in my case, 8 years when I first got exposed to this, than it does now. And so I think that's a good test of the strength of this program. There's a lot of good training opportunities out there, but this probably distinguishes itself in that I think it's got staying power. We're all getting frustrated spending money, going back, revisiting the same thing again and again and again. And while I'm sure refresher courses along results-oriented selling are helpful, I don't think you have to go back and start from scratch again. People get this. So I think this is where it's very unique. It's a great foundation, and people can go and build on it. And that's probably what's different than with a lot of other plans.